All right. Hi. I'm Barış from Intel. I will continue talking about dwarf. So we have seen that, well, dwarf location expressions are important. They play a crucial role in debugging. So here I'm giving you, and I took this is a real example. I took this from a GPU program. It's a location expression, a sequence of dwarf operators. And you may be now a developer who is relatively new to this debugging world. And then you may be wondering, OK, what does this mean? I mean, I want to learn. So I want to evaluate this step by step, and I want to understand how the dwarf expression semantics are. Or you may be a relatively seasoned developer in this world, but then maybe there is a bug here, and then you want to debug the expression, you want to understand the details, or perhaps you want to optimize it, you want to find a better way of expressing the location. Or perhaps you are an expert and you want to introduce a new operator with new semantics in the dwarf spec, and then you want to define this, you want to experiment with some examples, you want to test, you want to show this to other people, and so on. Well, for this I present you the dwarf evaluator. We can go to, let's see if this is going to work. Yeah, so this is the repository, and there's one file here, ML. That's, you don't, oh. Okay, let me quit this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's one ML file. This is written in OCaml. I will just quickly scroll down. There are some definitions, functions, etc., and then there are the functions that define the semantics. And then, like about here, that's the end. So in less than 700 lines of code, it's done. Okay. The rest is just examples. So you can just take this. I mean, it's lightweight and concise. So you can just take this, for instance, copy and paste. There are some OCaml interpreters online. You can just put them there. You can evaluate inside the browser, or you can install it in your terminal and then work with it.
So if you say it doesn't have a parser, how does that work?
It's not a parser. I will show. I will show. Yeah. So it's implemented in OCaml, which I think is the second best choice for this purpose. The first one would have been Algol 68, but I don't know how to program it. Yeah. There's also a web playground. I'm going to show this to you. These are the operators that are currently implemented. It's not the full set, but I think it's pretty representative, and you can do useful stuff. So on the left hand side we see some snippets from the actual dwarf spec version 6. I don't expect you to read this, of course, but I've highlighted some important places, and I will show some correspondence with the implementation. For instance, here it says a location names a block of storage and an offset. Well, what this means is that location is a pair of storage and offset. Here is the definition. Location is a pair, storage and an integer. Or it says there are six kinds of storage: memory, register, composite. So memory, register, composite. Composite storage consists of a possibly empty series of contiguous pieces. Well, composite storage has a list of pieces and so on. So with the spec, the verbal English version of the spec versus the code, I hope that there will be a nice correspondence to show how this is defined. Some more examples, again from the spec. The expressions operate on a stack of entries, each of which may be either a value or location. Well, a stack element is either a value or a location. And then there's this eval function, which takes an operator, stack, and the context. OCaml is, well, it's typed, and types are inferred. It's not explicitly written here, but the inferred type for this argument, stack argument, is a list of stack elements, which is just the stack. Again, taking a look at the definition of DWOP adder, it says, well, takes an operand, which is address in the default address space, and the corresponding memory location is pushed onto the stack. Well, let's take a look at how it's defined. Default address space is mem0. 0 is the default index. And then with the given address, which happens to be the offset, we push a location onto the stack. Or for there are reg operators. A location that names the storage associated with the designated register with an offset of 0 is formed and pushed on the stack. Exactly what's happening here, for instance, for reg1. We form a location for reg1 with offset 0 and push it on top of the stack. A few more examples. Well, DWOPDOP duplicates the entry. Here, the pattern matching feature of OCaml is, I think, excellent. So we do a pattern matching on the stack. We expect an element on the top with rest of the stack, which is now stack prime. And then we duplicate it, E1, the element E1, followed by E1 again, followed by rest of the stack. Or for rotation, it says there are 3 stack entries. Well, then the stack has to be E1, an element, followed by another, followed by another, followed by the rest. And then we rotate them and then give the new state of the stack. Relational operators, again, I don't expect you to read, but what it says is that, well, we push the constant value 1 or 0, depending on the operation. Well, here's the definition. We expect E1 and E2, and then they have to be values so that we can compare them. And then depending on the result of comparison, we either push value 1 or value 0. Here is how you can use it. For this, I wanted to give a demo. I start the OCaml interpreter, and then I load the file. And then I can say, for instance, I want to evaluate a list of dwarf operators. So let me push 3, let me push 4, and then I'm going to multiply. I want to evaluate this in the empty stack initially and in an empty context. So I do that and I get the result. Okay. So this is how, it's not a parser, this is how you can use it. This is an actual example, again from the spec, an example for the pick operator. Well, here is what I did. I want DW pick 2 evaluated in this initial stack, 17, 29, 1000, and then I get this as the result. Another example, again, actual example from the stack. This time it relates to a location. So composite. Location is being formed with these operators. What I did is that, well, the frame-based register, it's ABI dependent, so I just said, okay, let's say register 9 is frame-based. And then I evaluate in a context where we need to define our register 0 and register 9, and then I get this composite with 3 pieces. Well, the first part is first 4 bytes reside in register 0. So byte 0 until 4 registers 0. Middle 4 bytes are unavailable, and the last 4 bytes are in memory, 12 bytes before the frame base. So last 4 bytes, they are in memory, and the value is 30, which is 12 bytes below the frame base. This is the text which defines piece operators, which defines the piece operations, and there's also a definition of compatibility rules for Dwarf version 5. There are 3 rules. Now, if you look at the code, well, we have 3 compatibility rules. The point I'm trying to make here is that for some people, looking at this may be easier to understand. And the purpose is to help these people. There's a web playground. This was contributed by Scott Linder from AMD, so full credit goes to him, and I thank him very much. In the web playground, you can do step-by-step. So here you type the context, you type the expression, and then hit evaluate. Here's an example. In the empty context, I'm going to evaluate dwop lit 5, dwop lit 8, dwop plus dwop lit 3, and then let's say multiply. And then I evaluate. This shows you the state of step by step. So here's the state of the stack, and then we evaluate this, we get this stack state, and so on until and we end up with a value. In the web. Let's try it again. Sorry, I should have opened this already. I'm going to show you another example, the same example from the actual spec, but done in the web playground. What we see. Here's the same example, the expression there, and when I evaluate, again, it goes step by step, and then we end up with a location on top of the stack. This is the result. I just got it from there. And then again, you can see the correspondence between what the spec explains and what we end up with. This is a composite location. There is actually a dwarf issue which defines a new operator overlay. I'm finishing, and here there are some examples, and here you would see. You would see links like this. You can just open it, evaluate it, and you can see what the example is doing. So this is another use case where such a tool could be useful. And well, I presented to you the Dwarf Evaluator. So to learn or teach, to understand the Dwarf expressions, I think it's useful. I want to thank my managers for allowing me the time to work on this. There are some notices and disclaimers. Thank you for reading. And with that, I conclude. One quick question.
Why is not in GDB?
So the goal here is that It's lightweight. You just take it, and without having to go into the details of a full-fledged compiler or a debugger, you can just run it and experiment with it easily.
Okay, thank you again.
Thank you.